I received a message, some WhatsApp message from a very esteemed colleague, a person whose opinion I value a lot. And he was congratulating me over a YouTube video of mine, and he had a link in there. So this was spot on, Yannis, really very good analysis. It wasn't the one you showed just now. So I clicked on the link to remind myself of what it is that I had said, which my colleague liked. And it was 2 minutes into the video that I realized it wasn't me. That's, you know, 2 minutes is an eternity. Mm. When you have somebody saying things you never said, but which you could have said. The reason why I caught on to this was because, you see this blue shirt? Well, I was wearing it in that video. But that video was set in my office in Athens. Here I'm talking to you from my island home. And this shirt has never left my island home. It was this juxtaposition of my blue shirt from one house to the other that alerted me to the fact that it wasn't me. And, you know, then, of course, I started digging into it. And it turns out that the words that you just heard, I have never spoken. But alas, they are words that I could have spoken. The analysis is not far off mine. And there have been videos that I've watched of myself where I would articulate an argument in ways that I don't disagree with that. Maybe I would have said it. But then, and this is the most insidious part, Freddie, and I'm sure you can understand it, I'm sure our audience can understand it, then suddenly a sentence would be inserted in my soliloquy that I would never have said. Mm. And that is where the defamatory part starts. That's when I blew my top and I started writing to Google and to Meta and Instagram and so on.